You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we're just honored to be here with you. And we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. We've been doing this program for over 17 years. It's called Raising the Standard. And we're on from 12 noon until 1 o'clock every Saturday. And so we hope you can stay tuned, like I said, for the entire time. If you can't, we do offer CDs and also a tape if you want, whichever of the program. And all we ask for is a love offering for that. If you'd like to have that, we'll give you the address here a little bit later. And so we're glad to be here with you. And here we are in this time of Teshuva. And we're coming down to the end. We're coming up very close now to the Jewish New Year. We're going to talk about some things today. This week, I think we'll talk about the Jewish aspect and how they understand all this, because we've been grafted in and we're spiritual Jews. Thank you, Lord, even if we're a Gentile. And then maybe next week we'll talk about the impact of how it relates with the ecclesia, the Church of Jesus Christ, Jew and Gentile, in the Messiah Yeshua. So we'll kind of plan on that and hope that'll work out that way. And so hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. And we're honored to be here with you. So we love you. That's why we're here. And we're here to raise the standard of the body of Christ. We see so many things in our country and even in the church that's going the wrong way. And we want to know the truth, because Jesus said, what, Pastor Don? The truth will make men free. That's right.
Make men free.
She's got a couple announcements to make here, and we'll go from that point, Pastor Don.
Amen. Well, I just want to say hello, and I want to thank everyone for your prayers and support for this ministry. And you all know who you are. Amen.
Amen.
And we're blessed to be here on this Sabbath day to worship the Lord and to share what God has been laying on our hearts. And we're going to be talking about Rosh Hashanah.
That's right.
And we are just about at the end of Elul, the month of Elul, and we'll be coming into that month of Tishri, where they have all the high holy days. Amen. I want to mention that we also have services here in Stuart, Florida. We have Friday night service at 7 p.m., and we have Saturday. We have school. We'll be starting another class very shortly on boundaries, but we have a class this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and we're showing a video, DVD, about Israel and the miracles that happened during the miracles, the wars in Israel. Amen. Mm-hmm. Is this the last one of the series?
Yes, it is.
Yes, amen. Yes. Well, actually, this is a story about an awesome story about a woman who what really was a spy for Israel.
Was tortured.
What's her name again?
Shula Cohen.
And she was tortured, and she never gave the enemy any information at all. I'm telling you, she was tortured.
Terrible.
Come, you will really be blessed to see how this woman stood
for Israel,
her beliefs, and for Israel.
Yeah, 7 years she went through that.
7 years. And she had a family and children.
Six children she
had,
yeah.
So it's just an awesome, awesome true story of how God works through his people. And you know, it's not always, there's suffering. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, Yeshua suffered, and he said we would suffer as well. Many times there's suffering when you're doing the things for the Lord. Amen?
That's right.
Also want to mention that, and that's at 4 o'clock, and then at 6 o'clock we will be praying. We need to pray.
Yeah, we do.
Need to pray. We'll be praying at 6 o'clock. And then I also want to mention that we have Sunday morning services at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. where we come together to worship God, because the name of the ministry is the Spirit of Prophecy.
That's right.
And the Holy Spirit gave that to you.
Revelation 19:10.
19:10 says, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus or Yeshua is the Spirit of Prophecy.
That's right.
So that's at 10 o'clock Sunday morning. And we also have classes in the afternoon on Saturday at 2 o'clock for worship mm-hmm. arts classes, which includes many things, banners and flags and dance and
everything.
Israeli dance.
Hallelujah.
So come and learn. We have a wonderful Pastor Donna, Pastor D. She's the instructor and also a dance. But, you know, she's professional. She's
trained in it.
She's trained to teach
the Holy Ghost.
Amen. We need the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can you can know everything, but without the Holy Ghost, then you know it's really not what we're looking for. We're looking for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And teaching and training and learning how to worship God in spirit and in truth.
That's
the Bible
right.
says that.
That's right.
Those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth.
That's right.
You know, like Miriam did. Amen. Like David did.
That's right.
The tabernacle of David is being rebuilt. Amen.
And
where is he rebuilding it? In the hearts of his people.
Amen.
In the hearts of his people. So we're just blessed to be here, and we just want to thank you for that. And also, you can listen to us, and you can listen to this broadcast again and other broadcasts that we've done in the past at WCNO.com. Go mm-hmm. just you can go there, and you can listen to it. If you happen to be traveling down the highway and you want to listen to us next week, or you want to
on
listen
your computer,
to some of
yeah.
the other things that we have, because a lot of the teaching we have has to do with the feasts of the Lord.
Amen.
And the things that are happening, you know, what's going on now and compared to what went on back then. Because, you know, God, this is history, but history is repeating itself.
That's right.
And so we're just blessed to be here. So you can listen to us on the internet, WCNO.com.
Amen.
And you can call us at area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772 285-7007, and we just bless you all today. Well, I noticed you have your Bible open to the book of Joel.
No, sir, I'm going to be in Hosea.
Oh, you're in Hosea.
Right.
Well,
not
I want to share something out of Joel real quick.
Okay.
Okay, you know, the book Joel is named, the book means Yahweh is my God. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're talking about things that are happening. We're in the month of Elul, right?
Yep.
Many things. And I imagine that maybe a lot of people, I understand, are reading the new book that Jonathan Cahn just came out, and we finished reading it.
We talked about it last week on the radio program.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, at the beginning of my Bible of the book of Joel, you know how I always have a little bit of explaining about it, the history and when it was. And, you know, they were in a bad time there. Locusts were coming into the farmland of Israel. And it says, Joel warned the people that these catastrophes was but a harbinger.
Yeah.
See? There have been many harbingers
mm-hmm.
and many, that's a warning, many, many warnings. And he said of worse things to come from mm-hmm. the Lord if the people did not repent
that's
of
right.
their sin. So, you know, God is calling us to repent
turn around.
Of our sin. And we're still in the time of Teshuvah, which means to turn around, to repent, to return to the truth, to return to the Word, to return to God.
In fact, today's the 25th day of the month of Teshuvah, which is the month of Elul, right?
And he said if they didn't, that they would be punished even more severely.
That's
even
right.
things, worse things would happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he did also say that he would restore them and pour out his spirit upon all flesh, all people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a warning right there. And in this, I heard Jonathan Cahn speaking just a few days ago about that Terez tree. You know, it died. There's several different names. Yeah. A cedar tree. So
the
let's just call
tree,
it a cedar tree. They planted a cedar tree in place of the sycamore tree, which was struck during 9/11. And so that tree that they planted is dead. It died. And they took it out of the ground, and they destroyed it. They burnt it. And, you know, that happened just this year at Passover.
Yeah.
During Passover. They took this tree out of the ground. There's no tree there now.
They tried to revive it. It wouldn't come back.
They tried to revive it. They cut the branches. You know how the Bible says, it's trim the branches. And
right.
Nothing happened. Mm-hmm. It just died. It just up and died, you know.
That's right.
And so man's trying to build, and man's trying to plant,
yeah.
and trying to do things on their own. And it
don't
just
work.
Doesn't work. We have to do things God's way. So they took that tree out of the ground, and they burnt it on Passover. Now that's interesting.
Right.
And I know a lot of Jewish people will say, well, you really can't compare what happened here in America when we're talking about when the Bible talks about the land, meaning the land of Israel. But I would say to those people, why are these things happening on Jewish appointed times? And a lot of people don't even know the appointed times, and they don't even know what they're saying. Like when they said that when the towers came down,
right?
Daschle and different ones,
right.
The president,
Tom Daschle, yeah.
You know, I mean, all these things happened. You know, they didn't even realize what they were speaking. That they were speaking curses. They
not,
were
speaking, not a blessing.
Yeah. They were speaking harbingers.
That's right.
They were actually bringing forth a warning, even as Joel did. But they didn't know what they were saying.
That's
well,
right.
Joel knew what he was saying.
Scripture just sounded
God.
Good, didn't it?
Yeah, right. They just grabbed something out
it
of the Bible
good, yeah.
that they thought sounded good, but they didn't realize that they were speaking a curse over the land. What land? Not
America.
The land of Israel,
Our
but
land.
The land of America.
That's right.
So I agree. We can't. This is talking about the land of Israel. But when you see things happening in America on biblical
dates.
Then you better. I think God is trying to wake us up to
they're
see
all patterns, aren't
that
they?
God is not. God is what God is going to do in these last days is going to affect the whole world.
That's right.
The whole earth. The whole
absolutely.
World.
Absolutely.
And also, of course, Israel as well. But God is wanting us to see His how He sees things, His timetable, and He has everything according to His calendar. And so we need to get back on to God's prophetic calendar. And that's basically why we're here on this radio broadcast, to teach you and to show you that we need to return to the former things.
That's right.
We need to return to the former path.
The ancient path.
And that
path.
Talks about that too, the ancient path.
That's right.
That was one of the words I spoke at the Bible Marathon, which I would say keep praying that. That's coming up soon.
Yep.
November, number 14, 14th Annual Bible Reading Marathon in Stuart, Florida. Reading the entire Bible. From Genesis 1:1 all the way to the very end. Amen?
Revelation 22:21.
22:21.
Ends the book. Hallelujah.
Ends the book. So every page, every word is read. Amen? And so we have to come back to the truth of God's word. And
absolutely.
Not just what we want to read or what we want to hear, but we need to know all. Everything that God is saying. And
that's
we
right.
need to wake up and see what God, why is God doing these things? Why are these moons, these blood moons, all this year, next year, why are they all happening on feasts, the times, Lord's calendar?
God's trying to tell us something from the heavens. That's
God
right.
is trying to tell us something. And not only to Israel, but to entire world.
That's right.
So we need to wake up.
Right.
And listen to what the prophets have to say. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God.
That's good.
Well, we're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah today.
Yeah, we are. And I think what I mentioned when we came on, we're going to do this in two segments. And we say Shabbat Shalom to all of you that's listening here today. And also to Roscoe and Audrey, they're able to listen to it over in Andros Island in the Bahamas. But we're going to do this in two segments. This week, I'd like to talk about, we've covered a little bit about Teshuvah, because we're still in the month of Teshuvah. Today happens to be the 25th day of Elul. So we're getting close. It goes out to last for 40 days. We need to understand that first, and then we're going to look about some things that the Jewish people understood about these high holy days and how we can relate to this because we're part of the church we're grafted in. And then next week, we're going to show how it relates as the church, the ecclesia, the Jew and Gentile and Messiah. And we can bring it all together, and these are all patterns to teach us and show us that. So I'm going to share some things out of the book that I wrote that's available to all of you. Pictures of the Messiah for a gift of $25 and $2 or $3 for shipping. We're glad to get it out to you if you want to send a check to the church. So let's think about this a little bit now. We know that Teshuvah started on the first day of Elul, and it lasts for 40 days. It ends on Tishri 10, which is the Day of Atonement. But the most important thing here is the last 10 days is called the Days of Awe, and we'll talk about this in a moment around this. But I thought we'd think about some things with the Jewish people here and what it's all about with them. And I'm just going to read a few things out of this book of mine. You know, it keeps my mind on the right place, too. According to the rabbis, I think about this, man was born with an evil inclination. We call it a sin nature, but they call it an evil inclination or a tendency to sin, of which repentance is only the only antidote. Repentance means more than just turning from one's sins. It is a return to God and to what? To the right path. In fact, the Jewish Talmud, I use a couple of things out of the Jewish writings. The Jewish Talmud, repentance is regarded as one of the seven things created by God before he created the world. The desire of God is that all, not some, but all would repent and not face the penalty of sin, which is death. And we've got lots of scriptures in the Bible about that. Amen? Now, the season of Teshuvah that we've talked a lot about this past few weeks is a time for each person to annually examine his own life. Now, we know the Jews do that, but we as believers should be doing it all the time. But it's a good time just to think about it in a greater way at this time of the year, and also to remind you to pray for Israel. It's a time to what? Restore relationships between mankind as well as God, realizing now that Rosh Hashanah, trumpets is coming, is understood as what? The day of a judgment in which the heavenly court sits to review each person. Repentance, therefore, becomes a pressing matter at this time of the year with Jewish people. But we should think about it all year round. The whole structure of the month of Elul is to turn one back toward God before the day of Rosh Hashanah arrives, which is trumpets, okay? Which will one day inaugurate the day of the Lord. You can read that especially in Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Now, think about this. On the day of Rosh Hashanah, trumpets, each person will be judged. Now, this is the Jewish understanding. God has three books that are opened at that time. And we've talked about these quite a bit on the program over the years and months. So what he's telling us is those who have returned to God are written in the book of the righteous. Remember Yeshua's words in John 14, 6 said what? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father how but by me. There's no other way. We know that. But the world's trying to tell you there's many ways. All the other people who are not written in the book of the righteous are divided into two other groups. The first of these other two groups is known as in Hebrew as the Rashim. These are the holy wicked, and their names are written in the book of the wicked. We don't want to be in that book, do we? And these three books are also revealed over in Daniel chapter 7. I'm not going to go there, but you can read it on your own when it says over there the books are open, plural. All right, now so I like to call these people that do not come, like the Hitlers and some of these people, and some of the people are killing right now in the Middle East, they're going to be put in the book of the wicked for
totally
destruction.
Wicked.
And I call them vessels fit for destruction because they'll never come. All right? Due to their evil hearts and what they do toward God. Their fate will be sealed. Then, actually, it's really beginning to be sealed on Rosh Hashanah, but the final one, because God gives them those 10 days of mercy and grace, the days of awe, so the final one will be on the Day of Atonement. For they have forever rejected of their own accord what? The salvation of God provided through Yeshua the Messiah. All right. Now, the last group of people known as the Intermediates. These are the common people, and they comprise the largest group in the world today. They have not yet been judged righteous, nor have they been placed into the book of the holy wicked. They're still in the valley of decision, as it says in Joel chapter 3 over there. On Rosh Hashanah, they are given 10 more days to repent and get right with God. If they repent by Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement, they are then written in the book of the righteous. If not, they are listed with the wicked. Their final fate is sealed on Yom Kippur. This book is also, the Intermediates, is called the Book of Remembrance. It's very important we understand that. So it's a very important time this season for the Jewish people right now to think about this book. Now think about this. On Rosh Hashanah, the Jews begin to say to each other on those two days that may you be written or inscribed in what? The book of life. But it has to be the Lamb's book of life. And then during those 10 days, they say this to each other. May you be sealed until the day of what? Of redemption, which is the Day of Atonement. It's incredible. So we have this wonderful pattern here to understand what God's trying to show us with all this. Now, I'm going to do this. The last chapter of Hosea conveys not only the theme of the season of Teshuvah, but also the prophetic promise to Israel concerning it. I'm going to read Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. You want to help me with this, Pastor Don? We got 9 verses. This shows you the whole season of Teshuvah and then what's going to happen after that. Here we go. O Israel, starts off in verse 1.
Right.
Return. Here's your Teshuvah. Unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by what? Thine iniquity. Their sins, huh? Take with you words and turn, here we go,
yeah.
Teshuvah to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously so we will render the calves of our lips, not the animals, but our lips. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Assure, this is talking about Assyria, shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands. Ye are gods, for in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. Now, Now we listen to the back end of it now. Verse 4, I will heal their backsliding, God's promised. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew into Israel. He shall grow as a lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. Many times God relates Israel as an olive tree.
Mm-hmm.
We're grafted into the olive tree. They that dwell under his shadow, what, shall return. Here's your teshuva. They shall receive as the corn.
Revive.
They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? They're going to turn from all that. I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Hallelujah. Who is wise? And he shall understand these things. Prudent. Mm-hmm. And he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors, what, shall fall therein. So they're going to be lost if they don't change. Amen?
The just shall walk in them.
In them, all right? Now, let's think about this. I go on.
Makes me think of what Paul said, the just shall walk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
We have to walk in the faith of God's word says.
Mm-hmm.
And what he says is going to happen.
There's going to be a judgment.
There's going to be a judgment.
Absolutely.
You know, there's people preaching, Pastor Gene, as close as Miami, and even closer, there's no hell, and declaring that they are the Christ or the Antichrist, and saying that, you know, there's no hell, and there are false prophets and mm-hmm. false teachers and false pastors and lying prophets. We need to be aware that these things are going to happen in the last days. We got to believe what God's word says in the Bible, not what man says or what man declares himself to be.
That's right. Right.
How many people are being deceived? You know, a lot of people are getting tattoos with 666 on them.
Right.
Hundreds of people, maybe thousands of people, are being tattooed with the number 666.
It's incredible. Think about where we're at. But see, we need the truth and nothing but the truth. That's why this program is called Raising the Standard. We want to raise the standard, not lower the bar. But
isn't it funny?
All these thoughts we have in the country today.
Isn't it funny how people have thoughts? And they're going to take something that's in the Bible where it says 666.
And pervert it.
And they're going to pervert it into what man is telling them. And they're going to believe the lie.
That's right. And I believe this all in my heart. Because we're talking about 666. You that are believers, listen to this program. I believe according to the word of God, 666 will not come until the middle of the Jacob's trouble. And we will be gone. We will have been in heaven for 3.5 years at that point in time. So have no fear in it. But we need to pray for people who are foolish enough to play around with these numbers and think they're doing something that's going to help themselves or somebody else. Amen? Now let's think about this. We know that we're almost to the end of the month of Elul. We're on the 25th today. And then Tishri 1 comes, which is trumpets. And then
today's the 19th, I believe.
Yeah, on our calendar, I'm talking about it's a little 25 on the Jewish calendar.
Right.
So then we have the most important time in Israel's time of the year, their cycle of the year, is called the High Holy Days, and it's a sacred time for the Jewish people, and it runs from trumpets until the Day of Atonement. Those last 10 days, God's going to give Israel, at the end of Jacob's trouble, another 10 days of his mercy and grace for them to come and to accept Yeshua. And so it's amazing. And so those days are called days of awe. Now, it's not in the Bible, but that's what they call it. The days of awe. For at this time, each person becomes what? Accountable to God for his personal sins. It's important. Now, Rosh Hashanah is known also as Yom Hadin. It's called the Day of Judgment. On this day, it is taught that all the inhabitants of the world will pass before God. And they will. Each person is weighed in the balance and placed into one of these three categories we talked about. We talked about the Book of the Righteous. Well, it has to be what? The Lamb's Book of the Righteous.
That's right.
And that's in Revelation chapter 21, verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
The next book we mention is the Book of the Wicked, Vessels Fit for Destruction. You can read about that in Psalm 69:28. And the last one is the Book of the Intermediates, or the Book of the Remembrance. He knew us before the foundation of the world, and we're in his remembrance all the time. He wants us to come. And these people are still in the decision mode. And we have Malachi 3:16 through 18 about that.
Would that be considered the group that's either hot or cold?
That's right. It's the Laodicean church.
Like a passive Christian?
That's what they are. Yep. They're neither hot nor cold. He says he's going to spew them out of their mouth. And I got two more paragraphs, and then we're going to just expand on this a little bit more. Now, listen to this. The Jewish Talmud, I looked this up years ago, also has much to say regarding these days of awe. In Rosh Hashanah, if you've got a Talmud, chapter 1, verse 13 says, all things are judged on Rosh Hashanah, and their fate is sealed on Yom Kippur. Did you hear that? 10 days later. are the words of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Judah, in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Akiva lived years and years ago. Says all things are judged on Rosh Hashanah. Also in another section, listen to this. Rosh Hashanah 16b through 17a says this. It has been taught that the school of Shammai says there will be three classes of people on the final day of judgment. Think about this. This was done hundreds and hundreds of years ago. One of the holy righteous, one of the holy wicked, and one of the intermediates. The holy righteous are at once inscribed and sealed for life in the world to come. The holy wicked are once inscribed and sealed for Gehenna, or perdition, or hell. Huh? For this reason, it is fit that we celebrate Rosh Hashanah, trumpets, as a festive day. But since it is a day of judgment for all living things, it is also fit that we observe Rosh Hashanah with greater fear and awe than all other festive days. I got the word greater in capital letters and bold in this book I wrote. It's the most important day of the year. Now, verse 8, besides those, that one in Yom Kippur. But this is the time they will bring them to the place to realize that Yeshua is truly their Messiah. They missed their visitation the first time. He's getting ready to come back again. I'm praying every day that Israel, thousands and thousands will come to Yeshua the Messiah during this month, and we're almost through. Now the last thing here, because Rosh Hashanah is with greater, you know, fear and awe than all other festive days in the world. Each day of the preceding month of Elul is the shofar is blown every single day. It's blown following each morning service at 9 a.m. The shofar is blown to warn the people that Rosh Hashanah is approaching and that this is the season for repentance. So this is what it's all about. The season we're in right now is to draw them back to God. Now they can't, we know we've talked about this a lot, they really can't come back to God because they don't have a relationship with God. That's and right. The only way they have a relationship with God is to receive Yeshua. And it tells us in Zechariah that when the Lord comes back, what? They're going to see him. Let's just read that, Pastor Don.
And many are. Many are receiving Yeshua.
That's right.
People from all nations are receiving Yeshua, Jesus Christ the Lord.
That's right.
Amen, Messiah. They're receiving him. Many, 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 many are. Thank you, Father God.
Now I'm going to read this to you over here. I think it's in chapter 12 or 13.
That right there is a sign.
That's right.
That the Lord is coming
That's
soon.
That's right. In Zechariah chapter 12, it says this. Verse 9 says, it shall come to pass in that day, from about the day of the Lord, that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Those are Gentile nations. That's what he's going to do. Now listen, I will pour upon the house of David. Now this is the Jewish people. And upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I love this. The spirit of grace and of supplications. His grace and supplication for their prayers. And they shall look upon me. This look is also means they're going to look unto him whom they have pierced. And they shall mourn. And they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one is in bitterness for his firstborn. So that's going to happen one day. Many of them are going to come at the time that Yeshua comes back. He's going to give them that last few days, especially the last 10 days between trumpets and the Day of Atonement. So it's incredible when we think about this, what God has got. So this is all a pattern. And you and I, we're grafted into the olive tree. And so we're the unnatural branch. And so we need to learn what God has given Israel and told them. Well, then we embrace that, don't we? Just like we honor all the appointed times in our congregation. Now, we're not doing it legalistically, but we want to embrace everything that God has given to us from the Word of God. It shows us more and more about His son, Yeshua HaMashiach. That's what we want to know. We want to know more about him and what was it all about. And they weren't just things that God told them to do to give them something to do. There was a teaching in it for them to understand. There was a soul, a deep meaning behind all of it, how they all relate to Jesus. If you read Leviticus chapter 23, where the appointed times are put in place, and the Sabbath is the first one. We really have eight counting the Sabbath. They were all put in place, and they were to teach us. They were a moedim. It was a rehearsal to show us and teach us something about Yeshua the Messiah that was going to come. It's all there. All the appointed times are right there in those few verses, aren't they, Pastor?
Right.
Now, all the way up through the Feast of Tabernacles. And so they all have a pattern for you and I today. And I love patterns. I look at them all the time in the Bible. So we have so many of them to be concerned about and to look at. So this is the basis for what we're looking at. And we're coming up very shortly now on Rosh Hashanah. Remember, it's one of 2 days. One of 2 days. It's a 48-hour period. They didn't know when that new moon was going to come. Mm-hmm. You remember Yeshua talked about it? He says, you won't know the day nor the hour. When Jesus said that, all the Jews knew it. They were looking for a new moon. There's only one appointed time out of all nine of them, or eight of them.
Seven. I'm counting the Sabbath as well.
They all start. There's only one appointed time that will start on a new moon, and that's the Feast of Trumpets. Okay. Now, we know Hanukkah and Purim was not an appointed time by God, but he used what happened with Israel, with the kingdoms that came against him. And so they honor that as well. They honor Purim, and they also honor Hanukkah. And so this is a very important season that we're in, and we're almost through it now. And so we got the trumpets coming up here pretty soon, don't we?
Yes, we do.
One or two days.
It's next week.
In fact, the second day on trumpets is you and I's anniversary with our Lord.
That's right.
32 years we'll be saved.
Starting the Shemitah year.
That's right.
The seventh year of rest. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to rest, let the land rest for an entire year.
Right.
And these moons are going to happen during that year as well, which is would be 2015. And
2015, right.
But it's also the Hebrew year.
Yep.
It's the Hebrew year.
5775. So that's going to be the conclusion. That'll be the year of the Shemitah. Yeah. And so we'll see what happens next year on Elul 29.
Many times things happen on Elul 29, some type of judgment. And something could happen this year on Elul 29. Which actually is, I think it's next week on...
Is it Thursday?
I think it's on Wednesday.
On Wednesday and Thursday. Okay.
Or it would start the eve of maybe the 23rd. So
right.
It's in with those 2 or 3 days.
So pray.
That's right.
Keep looking up.
And that's the time of the new moon. And you know,
right.
That's when it's dark part of the time.
Right.
And I think that's even a picture, you know, when it's dark. Because sometimes
right.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You can't see, you
mm-hmm.
know, when you can't see. But we know that Rosh Hashanah is coming up just then on Thursday.
That's it.
And that's a new month, Tishri. It's the
uh-huh.
beginning of the
right.
the year.
The new year.
Beginning of the new year.
Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year.
The head of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the days that we have the Feast of Tabernacles, and we have the Day of Atonement. All of these are very high holy days. And you mentioned also the Sabbath, but I believe that sometimes during the year, every 7 days, there's probably going to be a new moon on one of those, you know, on the Saturdays. But we're talking about these are the main feasts.
The appointed time that God put in place.
That God has put in place. And we need to always be, that's why we need to be looking up. He says that we need to be watching and looking up because we don't know the day or the hour. But he said we should know. Paul said you know the seasons. You've learned the seasons. See, the Jewish people, they knew all these things. But when what happened when the church came into existence, the body of Christ, then what did they do? They tried. They a lot of people were born again that were they weren't Jewish people. They were pagans. You know, Gentiles, and so they tried to remove a lot of the Jewishness.
They tried to. They did. That's right.
They removed all those things.
That's
and
right.
They changed them. And they even changed the day that Jesus was born.
That's right.
And they even changed when he died. You know, they call it Easter. And Easter, I believe Easter next year is going to come before Passover. Now, how can that happen? How can you rise before you
That's
die?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of confusion. And so that means that there's a lot of paganism
That's right.
in the church. Because we don't know the foundation.
That's right.
Everything is built on the foundation. And God has built his word on the foundation right from the very beginning.
And he doesn't change.
And he says to honor the Sabbath day. Now,
Amen.
That's a simple one. But how many people do it?
Nope. That's
you
right.
know, even,
Sunday's not the
even,
Sabbath.
No, but even in years gone past, people used to call Sunday the Sabbath, and a lot of stores were closed on the Sabbath.
Thank God for that.
You couldn't get gas on the Sabbath or groceries, things that you had to do things during the week. Well, that's not like that anymore. Now every day is business day. You do whatever you want to do any day. And
money's our idol in our country.
Money.
Money, 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 money. Man, right.
Man.
That's right.
And so people don't honor the Sabbath, but
nope.
But it's, you know, people are starting to see that how important it is, because it says that, you know, God gave it to man, and we're blessed when we honor the Sabbath. And that's why several years ago we started having Friday night service, Pastor Gene.
That's right.
Lord spoke to us not to cancel our Wednesday night service and to go and to start a Friday night service, a Shabbat service. Now neither one of us were born Jews.
Nope.
Neither one of us were Jewish and then we became a Christian. No. But see, we have embraced these things, these
That's
Jewish
right.
roots. And so when you embrace something and you start to know the truth, like you said, the truth will make us free, then you have a heart change and your
That's
heart
right.
wants to honor the Sabbath. And so what we're seeing in the ministry of Spirit of Prophecy, we're seeing many, many people come on Friday nights, more and more and more, each time, each year, each week, because they have a hunger to honor the Sabbath and to come back to God's truth and to God's word.
Amen.
And so, you know, how many people are just destroyed for lack of knowledge.
That's right. Now, I wasn't going to go over here, but I'm going to. We're talking about these books. In Daniel chapter 7, mm-hmm. verse 9 says this. This is talking about judgment. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days, who's that? That's God the Father, did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Now, here's the key verse. This is a trumpet's verse, or Rosh Hashanah. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. This is talking about the judgment. It says, the judgment was set. And listen to this. And the books were opened, plural. Not just one book, but books. There's three books. Isn't that incredible?
That's right. It's amazing
when you think about it. Now, we're talking about this, about the new moons and all that. I want to show you something over here in Mark chapter 13. And the Jewish people knew exactly what Yeshua was talking about here. They didn't get fooled. And so I'm going to read this with you. And we only have about four or five verses here, but it's really clear. Now, listen to this. It says this in verse 32 of Mark 13. Hallelujah. Ha. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. All right? Now, this is the month of Tishri, because they know what this is all about. It's called the hidden day, okay? The moon is called what? It hides for 3 days and comes back out again. Well, trumpets is called the hidden day. So when they heard the term, they won't know the day or the hour. They knew that Jesus was talking what? About a new moon. And the only appointed time that comes on a new moon is what? Trumpets. Now, verse 33 says this, take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. What? The time of the new moon. Okay? And Yeshua, I believe, is going to come back 1 year on that new moon, on one of those 2 days. Now, verse 34, for the Son of Man is a man taking a forward journey. He came to this earth and went back to be with his Father, didn't he? Okay?
That's where he's at now. That's where he's at. Sitting at the right hand of the Father.
He's waiting. Who left his house, okay, and gave authority to his servants. That was all the people in Yeshua's day that were around hearing this. He was talking to a Jewish audience, and also it's for us as well.
He gave them authority.
Gave authority to his servants, okay? And to every man, what? His work, and commanded the porter, which is a doorkeeper, what? To watch. In other words, to watch and to pray. Now, verse 35, watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh. He's going to come back, isn't he?
Amen.
All right? Cometh. He says, at eve, is it going to be at the evening watch, or at midnight, or the cock crowing, or in the morning? And this particular day they're talking about, on that day is going to be the day of atonement. They don't know whether he's going to come in an evening, at midnight, at the cock crowing, or in the morning. And then he says, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. What I say unto you, I say to all, to watch and what? Watch and pray.
Watch and pray. So he's not telling us that not to know the season.
No.
No,
he's given the season right here.
Even Paul gave the season.
That's right.
Said that as well.
That's right.
But we're talking about the new moon. And
that's
like
right.
You said, the Rosh Hashanah or the trumpets. And you know, they blow the trumpets. Right now, during this time of Elul, this whole month of Elul, from Elul 1 to the 29th, they blow the shofar.
Every day.
Every day. Once a day. And they read Psalm 27. Read Psalm 27 and let the Holy Spirit speak to you. The Holy Spirit will speak to you in that psalm, and I believe you'll get revelation from it. But and then on the first day of Tishri, which they blow the trumpet or the shofar 100 times.
That's right.
So this is called awakening blast.
That's what it's called.
Don't you think God, even through this whole month of Elul, God's trying to wake the people up?
Wake us up, yeah.
It reminds me of a somebody's alarm clock that goes off. And you hear it, and then you push the silent alarm, and you hear it again, you push the silent alarm.
You go back
people
to sleep.
People are ignoring
that's right.
The Lord. And you know, it says in Isaiah to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up the people. It says in other places, the people need to wake up and see, because God is about ready to show up on the scene.
Absolutely.
Now, is it going to happen this Rosh Hashanah? I don't know.
Nobody knows. That's right.
Nobody knows, but we know the season.
The season will be.
During this fall season.
That's right.
When the new year begins.
That's it.
At Tishri.
Amen.
See, a lot of things happen at Tishri in history. We could go back and talk about that, but we don't have the time. You know, many things happen. So God begins things when he begins the world. I mean, there's a lot of things that the Jewish people believe, and it's in their writings that we could find out if we spent time and studied history.
That's right.
So we need to be ready.
That's
we
right.
need to be ready all the time, because I say to people, you don't know when every breath is a gift of God.
That's right.
And we
to
don't
his
know
hands.
When our last breath will go. But
that's
it
right.
says, if you're with the Lord, to be absent from the body is to be what?
Present with the
Present
Lord.
Present with the Lord if you know Jesus. If
That's right.
If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So if you don't know, if you're listening and you're listening, your mother's listening to this radio program, and you kids are sitting there and you're having to hear Pastor Gene and myself talk, you know, and you don't know Jesus. If you're a teenager out there and you don't know Jesus, you need to get down on your knees and ask Jesus to come into your heart, because
turn your life over
and get away from all the satanic stuff that you're messing with. You know,
sorry,
all
the schools,
of the wicked things that are going on in this world today, and it's also being even taught in the schools, elementary school, kindergarten, colleges, all through. Things are being taught that come against the Word of God.
That's right.
So listen to your mother, your father, who's been praying for you, and come to Jesus, because you don't know. You know, there's going to be some people who are caught away, never have a chance to have a baby, never have a chance to get married.
That's right.
But you know what? We have a greater promise
right.
than anything we could have here on this earth.
We have a great husband. His name is Yeshua, right?
We're going to be going to glory.
That's right.
I mean, you think it's fun going to Disney World or someplace. It's nothing like heaven.
That's right.
It's nothing like
Hallelujah.
Heaven. Heaven isn't just a place of no fun. Heaven is going to be a glorious, awesome place to be.
But Donald's talking about studying and understanding some of the Jewish things. We went the other night and listened to a Jewish rabbi from Israel, and I heard something there I never knew anywhere that I've read. He talked about, he taught out of Zechariah chapter 4, but he mentioned Zechariah was assassinated, killed for what he spoke in that book. And I never knew that in history. But the Jewish people understand those things, how he died. But I want to mention one other thing, what we just read here in Mark 13, 32 through 36. This verse 35 is so important. And to see, the Jews knew that there was going to be a Messiah come one day, and he's gonna appear, okay? But they just can't comprehend that God had a son, you know, that Yeshua was the Messiah and was killed and died and rose from the grave and went back to be with the Father. He's getting ready to come back. But look what it says there. It says, "Watch ye," it means you all, "therefore, for you know not when the master of the house comes." Well, they know this was talking about the Messiah, when he cometh. Now, when do the Jews know that the Messiah is going to appear on the scene? When is he going to come and establish the kingdom they want? The day assigned to that is the Day of Atonement. Go read Leviticus chapter 16. That whole chapter, that's the only appointed time we have a whole chapter in the Bible explaining what happened on that particular day. So they did not know when the master of the house cometh. They knew it was going to be on the Day of Atonement, but they wanted to know when. Was it going to be at the evening watch? Was it going to be at the midnight watch? Or at the cock crowing early in the morning? Or in the morning later on? See, they knew it was going to happen on that day. So he told them, lest coming, who the Messiah, suddenly he finds you sleeping. We need to wake up. That's what the awakening blast is all about, to wake us up. And what I say unto you, I say to all to watch. So they knew what he was talking about. See, this, he was talking to a Jewish audience. They weren't being fooled by this. They knew what he was talking about. They were looking for a new moon. They know that Tishri 1 was trumpets, and he told them what was going to happen at that time, and he talked about Jesus going back to be with his Father, and he was going to come again, and so they didn't know when the Master was going to come back. Well, the Bible shows you and I to understand when he's going to come back. The Day of Atonement is assigned for the national salvation of Israel, the ones that will come to Yeshua at the very end. That's why Paul said, "What at the end, when all the Gentiles come in, you know, over there in Romans chapter 11, and then God's going to turn to what? To Israel."
See, just before the new moon, it's dark.
That's right.
You don't see a moon.
Almost
3 days, like Jesus was in the grave.
Yeah.
And 3 has got a very important number to God.
That's right.
And, you know, when they blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, how many years did Jesus live?
33 and a half
33 years. So, if you, 33. So, they blow the shofar 33 times in the morning.
That's right.
And then they blow the shofar 33 times again
at noon,
in the afternoon sometime.
At noon.
And then they blow it again 33 times in the evening.
Right.
And then there's one more blast.
That's right.
How many warnings do people have to have?
That's right.
The number 100 is the long blast, and we have a gentleman in our church who knows all these different sounds, and there's special sounds, and
there's
special callings, and they mean special things. And so this long, long blast is the final blast.
The great blast
right there at the end of Rosh Hashanah. So
called the awakening blast.
Called the awakening blast.
Resurrection.
And God is wanting to wake you up, wake us up, wake up the church of Jesus Christ and all people. He's waking a lot of Jewish people up, whether you believe it or not. There are lots of Messianic congregations, fellowships in Israel, in America, other places in the world.
That's right.
And so many are coming to the Lord. And so many will hear that blast. Amen. And who's going to blow that shofar?
God is.
So we will hear it.
God will
It'll
blow
be heard. I believe it won't just be heard in Israel.
That's right.
No, because God is doing, he had a time when he did a solemn work in Israel, but I believe that he is doing a worldwide work, and that those who call upon the name of Jesus, they're going to hear it. See, I don't know if the unbelievers are going to hear it.
That's right.
You know, but I mean, we don't know everything, but you know, that is, shofar is being blown to wake up the people, even now, as during the month of Elul. Read Psalm 27 and know that every day in Israel, they're blowing, or any place, anyone who believes and knows this could be blowing a shofar every day, every morning.
That's right.
Bill down in Palm Beach, he says he goes out and he blows his shofar outside every day during this month. And you know, that's not the only time you can blow a shofar. Shofar is to wake up the people.
That's right.
We know people that are blowing shofars on street corners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people need, they'll get somebody's attention so you can preach the gospel.
That's it.
Some people might think, well, a shofar is a foolish thing. But you know what? God made that shofar, and it's twisted. And God wants to, you have a teaching on this about the shofar.
He wants us to turn his way.
God wants us to twist and turn his way.
Not our way.
Not our way.
That's right.
But his way. So we can hear.
That's right.
See, if we don't have ears to hear. And how many times is it said, do you have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying?
Seven times in the book of Revelation, you're right. But it's interesting, you know, like most churches, if somebody wanted to blow a shofar, they would make you stop. They wouldn't want it to happen. Well, why not? Why not blow? It's a warning. It's a wake up. And, you know, it startles you when it comes. Well, that's what God wants to do. He wants to startle us and know that, hey, the season is late and the day is late, and he's coming soon to bring this to a big, huge conclusion. Amen. And we'll be taken out of here in a moment of time when we hear that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The people in the graves are going to hear that that shofar that God's going to blow. Nobody else will hear it. Only the believers are going to hear it.
And those in the graves
will
going to
come
it.
Out.
Wow.
And we that are alive on the earth, we're going to hear it. The unbelievers, I don't think they're going to hear anything at all. Only it's going to be a time for what? Those that have come to Yeshua and have walked with him.
Well, when the catching away, the people call it the rapture, but the Bible says the catching away comes when Jesus comes in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be bringing those souls that are in heaven now.
That's right.
And so those souls are going to hear it they're going to know when he leaves, because they're going to be coming with him.
That's right.
And that's when their bodies, they're going to have this new body. Amen. And it says that, and so the dead in Christ will come first. And then he says what? Those who are alive, those who are alive
and remain
and, remain and mm-hmm. trust in the Lord, are watching for him. I'm adding all these words so you can understand. You got to be looking for God. You got to be looking for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be caught up to meet them
in the air.
In the air. Them.
Not on the earth, but in the air.
In the air. Amen. And we're going to go back with Jesus. He's not coming that time to fight the battle of Armageddon.
Nope. Seven
He's
years
not
going to
put his feet on the ground at that time.
Nope.
We're going to meet him in the air, it says.
That's right.
Not on the ground. He's
That's
not going
right.
to be coming on that big horse mm-hmm. and coming on the ground to battle. No, he's going to be meet him in the air, and we will be taken back with him into that heavenly realm during these 7 years of tribulation that's going to just be terrible.
That's right. So I thought about this, telling these servants
mm-hmm.
and every man to do his work. And he commanded the porter, which was a gatekeeper, to watch. So we're supposed to be watchmen.
Watch.
The time's coming. Now let's just do this, because we're talking about this. I'm going to go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 with you now. Means we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Chapter 15. Paul talks about this, okay? And we might get an opportunity to go over to 1 Thessalonians, but let's just take this for right now. This whole chapter of 1 Corinthians 15 was written by the Apostle Paul to defend the resurrection out from among the dead, and also those that will be caught off the earth alive in their physical bodies when all this comes to pass.
Amen.
Okay? All right? It's going to be what? In the third day, 2,000 years since Yeshua went back to be with his Father. We're just about there, and then in the third day, this will all happen. We're getting close. Now, I'm going to just read a couple of verses. I'm going to start in verse 50. Listen to this. Paul says, "Now this I say, brethren," so he's talking to believers, you and I, "the ecclesia, Jew and Gentile, and Yeshua, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth the corruption inherit what? Incorruption. It won't, will it? Now, glory, listen to this. Glory. Hallelujah. Behold, I show you a mystery," Paul says. So here's a mystery. There's something hidden here, okay? Mm-hmm. And a mystery is something we don't possibly know, but he's going to show you what the mystery is. He says, we shall not all sleep. It means we're not all going to die, but we shall all what? Be changed. Now, if you look that word up in the Greek, the word is changed. Change is a word that means what? We're going to be transformed, okay, at that moment. Now, look at verse 52 now. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be what? Changed. And we're all going to be transformed. This is a Tishri 1 trumpets word here. You know, he says it's going to happen what? At the last trump. Donna just told you what the last trump is. On Rosh Hashanah. See, if we understand the Jewish understanding, on Rosh Hashanah, they blow those 100 shofars all day long. The last one is called the awakening blast, okay? So she's 33 in the morning, 33 at noon, 33 in the afternoon, and the one at the end makes 100. So the last trump is the one that's blown, what? At the conclusion of the day. That's the last trump. All right, he's revealing this to you. For the trumpet shall sound, and what's going to happen? The dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be what? Change. So this is giving us a real clue here about what? About the resurrection and the catching away. Well, Ben, we're doing all right. Let's go over to 1 Thessalonians now, Pastor Donna.
You know, I also wanted to add there, it says the last trump.
The last trump.
But even every year, that's the last trump of the day.
That's right.
Okay. It doesn't mean it's the
last. 2 days in a row, yeah.
Doesn't mean it's the last time a trumpet's ever going to sound.
That's right.
It means it's the last trumpet of the day.
That's right.
So I wanted to make that clarification because there are going to be other trumpet sounds.
That's right.
There will be other calls of the trumpet.
And we might put something else on here. It's very important. In Judaism, if you study their writings, which I have a lot of in the past, they believe there's three trumps, and that's what's in the Bible. We have the first trump, the last trump, and the great shofar, which is the shofar Hagadol. Well, think about it. When Abraham took his son Isaac up in chapter 22 of Genesis to sacrifice him according to what God told him to do, remember, the angel stopped Abraham, and he looked up, and there was a ram, and there was a ram in the thicket. It wasn't a lamb; it had two horns. Well, in Judaism, they believe that first horn that came off that ram, they kept that as a sign or a pattern. Well, then we know it in Mount Sinai, that first trumpet, that loud one that came from God. God probably blew it himself; it was him speaking. That was called the first trump. Well, then the last trump, in their understanding, the last trump will be the last trump blown on Rosh Hashanah one day in the future when they know that the kingdom will be established, and they know all about that in their writings, okay? And so the question is, well, how could they kept that trump all those years? Well, I guess God could, what they believe is God could resurrect that trumpet that came off of that ram, and it would be blown at the very end of time when God was going to bring everything to a conclusion and Yeshua would come back to this earth. They don't know it's Yeshua, but they know there's going to be a Messiah there. So it's incredible. We have the thought about these trumpets, okay?
Amen.
So there's three of them in the Word of God that they talk about. And by the way, think about this. God is the one that's blowing those. If you read Exodus chapter 19 over there, when that shofar blew louder and louder, it doesn't say a man blew that. God, it was God's voice that was roaring through the land. And we're going to see this right here. We also showed it here in 1 Corinthians 15. So we got time to finish this. Go to chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians, and let's just read this real quick. I mean, we can close with this unless we got something else to say.
And I think next week we need to also mention, where did this ram's horns business start?
I just shared with them, yeah.
Yeah, we need to go back to the Old Testament
and talk about
and
that.
Show them that.
That's right.
And so they can see where this all began. Where are we going?
I'm going to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and I'm going to start in verse 15. No, 14. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to read 13 with it. But Paul says, I would not have you to be ignorant, mm-hmm. brethren, he's talking to believers, concerning them which are asleep. That means those that have died, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now, for if we believe that Jesus or Yeshua died and rose again, even so them also which sleep, which have died in Jesus or Yeshua, will God bring with him. He's going to bring their spirits and souls back in the sky, okay? Now, their bodies are still in the grave. Let's listen to this now. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord. I remember marking this in my Bible years ago when I got saved.
Look at my Bible, honey.
By the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
In other
words, we're not going to proceed before those that have died or will come out, okay? We're not going to prevent them. They're going to come out first. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Okay, there's going to be a shout and the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God. God will probably be the one blowing that trump. It's the last trump that Paul talked about over in 1 Corinthians 15. And the dead in Christ, what? shall rise first. Hear this? Now, then, this is afterwards, then we which are alive and remain, what, on the earth here, with Yeshua, shall be caught up together with them. Who's with them? The ones that were taken out of the graves, first of all, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So we're going to be, he's in the sky, our spirit and soul, if we're dead, is going to be there. Our body's going to be taken out of the grave, and we're going to be joined up with our spirit and soul, and we're going to become a supernatural being just like Jesus Christ. He said we'll see him when he comes, and we'll be just like him. Isn't that incredible?
So those that were dead will be supernatural beings, and
those who are caught away
will be changed, and will also be supernatural beings.
That's right. And as Paul said, it's in a twinkling of an eye. Just that quick, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen real quick, and then they're going to return with
That's
him.
Right. So these are the key verses about trumpets. This is all talking. Paul knew what he was talking about, trumpets. Now, it means we're talking about these. Well, we don't have enough time to do that. But anyway, we'll talk about some more things next week. But First Thessalonians chapter 4.
I just want to read
4.
One more.
Go right ahead, honey.
I like what he says in chapter 5.
Okay.
He says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. That doesn't mean it's none of your business.
That's right.
Now, some people think that's what it means.
Huh?
See, they knew about the seasons. They celebrated Passover.
Because he taught them before.
single year.
Yeah,
those
right.
Jewish people knew when Passover was. They knew when trumpets was. They knew their calendar.
Amen.
And that's the problem with most people. They don't know the calendar.
The right calendar.
We're not on that. We're not looking at the right calendar.
Sure.
We need to be looking at a Jewish prophetic calendar.
The lunar calendar.
And if you get this book that Pastor Gene has written, this commentary, it has maps, it has all kinds of things in there. You will learn so, so much. And it's only $25. And I want to tell you, he has spent hours and years in this study.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're running out of time.
Let me share one more thing here. Make sure you're talking. You see the word season in this verse you talked about?
Right.
If you transfer this into the Hebrew,
mm-hmm.
it's moadim. It's an appointed time. He's given us the appointed time.
You know the appointed time.
You know the appointed time.
You don't need to have me teach you about that again.
That's right.
I mean, don't be ignorant, okay?
That's right. All right.
Well, this is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton. We're just blessed to be on this radio
program. Love being here with you.
Raising the Standard every Saturday at 12 noon. And you can also listen to us on the internet at WCNO.com. And you can listen there. You can listen to this program again. You can listen to others that are on there. So just go to WCNO.com and go to Saturday and look for the time and look for Raising the Standard, Pastor Gene Hilton, and you can listen to many of our teachings. So we're just blessed to be here, and I hope and pray that you learned something today. And if you'd like to come and visit us, or you'd like to come to church and here in Stuart, we have Sunday morning services at 10 a.m. And this afternoon we have an awesome teaching video about Israel and the miracles that have happened during the time that they've been back in the land. And also, we will be praying tonight at 6 o'clock. So give us a call if you'd like to have more information. It's area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007.
As we close this program every week, we tell you to look up because your redemption draws nigh. And we say what, Pastor Donna?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.